my Audioboo friends and Facebook friends. I'm sitting out in my gazebo today. It's 1 p.m. and it's a beautiful day. The sun is out. It's been rather cold here in Anaheim, California. You know, not cold. When I say cold, I mean like 75. Getting down, clear down to about 62 at night. But it's a cooler winter, I think, than we've had for a long time. In fact, not a winter. It's a cooler summer than we have had for a very long time. And it's just not me saying that. It's the people on the news, too. So this week has kind of warmed up a little bit. It's getting up to about 85, 90. I don't think it says it's going past 90, though. But the corn I have planted, my sugar buns, are just loving it. I also planted, I know it's late, but we're going to see how this works. I have already grown them in pots, but I did transplant them into the garden. Silver Queen corn. And they're already about, I'd say, 6 or 8 inches high. So they went right in the garden. They're looking really healthy there. I put some Epsom salts. I put some fish fertilizer on them, and I'm really liking the Epsom salts. I was just reading about this fungus. It's a good fungus. Starts with an M. Well, I didn't write it down. Can't remember it. But it's supposed to also be really good for the roots, and it's what they use when they make giant vegetables and stuff. M fungus. But anyway, I'm going to research that some more. I said it's readily available, and it goes right to the roots, which helps them absorb the fertilizer, sort of like Epsom salts, magnesium sulfite. I mean, that's the way they're explaining it. But, you know, I'm just in this for a learning experience, and I'm having such a good time. There goes my doggy, barking over there. Hey, Mikey. Micro. Anyway, I wanted to tell you a little bit about the tomato tasting I went to yesterday with my friend, the master gardener down the street, Carol, and her mom, Helen, who's 80 years old, and I'm telling you, she kept up with us. She is amazing. What we did was we went to the Fullerton Arboretum to a tomato tasting. It lasts from 10 to 2, and I think it's like once a year. And people bring their tomatoes in, they bring them in, and then they cut them up, and then they usually have a tomato on the table so you can see how the tomato looks full grown and all cut up. And then you take a toothpick and you take a taste of them, and you go around tasting them, and I tasted more than once because you judge them. There was ability to judge three of them. One was a slicer, the second was a paste, and one was a cherry. So I went around and I put a video up, you probably saw that, and I took pictures of every single tomato I tasted, so I probably put that up somewhere. Oh, I'll probably put it up in my photos on Facebook. But anyway, I really had a good time. So we tasted them all, and I grow these yellow pear tomatoes. They said they were a paste tomato, but I'm thinking I just pick them off the tree and eat them. They're really tasty and they're more mild. I think they have less acid in them, so they're not so acidy. I rated that one. They had those there taste. Even though I tasted them over and over again, I still have to give them a lot of credit because the yellow pear tomatoes just never stop. I don't know how you can get that many tomatoes off of one plant. They're little, tiny, cherry size yellow pear type tomatoes, and they're so cute and pretty in food, and I cooked them in my tomato soup and I loved it. I loved it. What time is it? I'm going on and on. It's 4 o'clock. It's 4 minutes into this. So I didn't really have any tomatoes to take down, but now I look over here, I guess I could have taken some of my these volunteer ones. No, I couldn't have taken those. I don't know the name of those. Never mind on that one. And I'm not giving up my Mary Ann's peas, so forget that. So, yeah, I'm too selfish. I didn't take them down. Maybe I'll grow some extra just for that. No, I won't. Because I just love these tomatoes I'm growing. Anyway, I wanted to tell you which my pick was. I looked online, couldn't find out the final result, because we didn't stay to who won the contest. And now I'm so curious, I'll have to call and find out if I can't find it online. But here's what I picked. I picked for the slicers, and there was a lot of choices. I picked Puerto Rico, say Puerto Rico and leave off the P, Puerto Rico, and that was so delicious. They're small tomatoes, so I would like a great big slicer tomato to taste that good, but I didn't see any there. And they didn't have all the brands. I mean, there was a lot of them they didn't have, but those were, not brands, but plants. Those were so tasty. The Odoricos, those are the most tastiest to me, and that's probably because they're more sugary. And I don't think they were all that acidy, but they were really good. I was really looking forward to getting the Clint Eastwood tomato and growing it. And, you know, I thought the Clint Eastwood tomato would be like a manly, like a Magnum's, you know, 44 Magnum kind of tomato, you know, Mr. Man kind of tomato. I went and looked at it, and just like a little hand, little tiny slicer tomato, like a, I mean, it's not tiny, but it's like a medium-sized tomato. Smaller than medium, actually, a little smaller. Well, I was kind of disappointed by the size. I don't know what that means. But anyway, I tasted that, and it was sort of like all the others. I mean, it didn't have that, like, spectacular number 10 wow kind of taste to it, like the Odoricos. Also, right next to the Odorico, I could not make up my mind, so my friend, Carol, she voted on Carbon. Carbon, I've never even heard of it, but it was really good. And I could barely tell the difference between Carbon and Odorico. So those are my two next ones on what I'm going to grow. I'm going to find those right away and grow, and maybe I can even grow some right now. See if I can find them online. But definitely for next year. Also, what else? We just had a good time. They had a salsa tasting. You know, and I've never liked salsa, but I'm telling you, I just was turned on to salsa. I mean, I just think of salsa as something you go when you go to the restaurant and dip your chips in, and I never eat chips at home, so it's just not something I really dealt with. But now that I'm growing my own tomatoes, I definitely want to make salsa. So I am going to make salsa, starting to pay attention to salsa. I don't have to put chips in there. I don't know what I'll do, but that was kind of fun. And I was surprised I tasted all of them, even the number threes in hotness. But to tell you the truth, they weren't really hot. There was none of them that was really that hot that you couldn't stand it. But it did make your eyes water, and you cleared my sinuses out just like that. So if nothing else, that's what salsa is good for, especially if you have a cold, I guess. I'm talking fast because I have so much to say. Oh my God, it went 8. Okay, I'm just going to talk for a few more seconds. Anyway, we had a good time. I judged the salsa. One on the end was made with Thai pepper, and that was my favorite salsa. I can't tell you what else is in it. They didn't tell you the ingredients or how to make it or anything, but the one with Thai pepper was my favorite. And the other two choices were yellow pear for the tomatoes. It was yellow pear because it's just such a reliable plant for the paste. They called it a paste tomato. It's the only good one there that I mean, that was my favorite, but I don't call it a paste. I call it a cherry, but who knows? I put it down in that category like they wanted. And see, the Odorico carbon and what was the other one? Cherry tomato. They didn't have a lot of choices for cherry tomatoes, so I put down Sugar Baby. But to tell you the truth, I don't think it would be my favorite. You know why? The lady who grew it was right there, and she says I didn't get very many tomatoes off of it, not like the yellow pear. I didn't get tomatoes off of it, and it wasn't like the name Sugar Baby. So anyway, that was my day at the tomato testing contest. Like I said, I have a Sugar Queen corn. I just planted from, I transplanted into the garden, and my sugar buns are growing up fine, but I'll talk about corn next time. And that's kind of what I'm into right now. So you have a nice day. It was fun. And check out Frida's Garden on Facebook. It's Frida apostrophe S Garden, Garden. And I don't sell anything, so don't worry about getting sold anything. I mean, not yet. Maybe someday, but no, I'm retired and I don't want to do that, so stop it. Bye.